Hello.
Hi, I don't know if you can help me. This is Betty Harris at XYZ Realty, and I'm calling because I came across the property you're renting over on 123 Main Street. Is that property still for rent, and are you also the owner?
Yes, I am the owner. My name is Mrs. Stark. My first name's Theo. Do you have someone that wants to rent it?
Well, actually, no, I don't. Not at this time. But we do have renters and buyers who come in and inquire on a regular basis. And I'm curious, do you have other rental properties in the area?
I do. I have probably about a dozen in my portfolio. I purchased this one that you're speaking of on Main Street about 5 years ago, and I've been really happy with it.
Wow, 5 years. That's great. It sounds like you've, figured out a good system then for finding some income-producing rentals here in the area. Have you ever considered cashing out of any of your current real estate investments in exchange for something a little bit more lucrative? Maybe something through an IRS 1031 tax-free exchange?
Well, you know what? I do have one that's getting a bit older. So it's very interesting that you should ask. It's just not bringing in the income that I would like to see at this time.
Okay, so it's gotten to a point where it's not bringing in the income that you'd like. That's really interesting. You know, we see it here in this area, especially with some of the newer and upcoming units that are close by. Tell me a little bit more about that property. How long have you owned it? And, what would be your ideal replacement for it?
Oh, shoot. I should have gotten rid of it several years back. I've had it for about 15 years now. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's an average shape compared to the other homes in the area. I would probably like to find something similar in style, but I've been thinking about the college district, or at least closer to where the students like to live. How much do you think I could get for this one in today's market?
Well, that's a great question, and I'd be happy to look into that for you. Maybe we could meet up one day when you have a few moments. Do you have any time perhaps on Thursday or Friday at 2 or 3 o'clock?
Let me look, because I don't think I've scheduled anything that far. And your name again was Betty?
Betty Harris, yes.
Let's see. How about Thursday at 2, Betty?
Yeah, wonderful. Thursday at 2 works beautifully, and I'll put that on my calendar and so that I'm fully prepared. If what I say makes sense when I come out there and you feel comfortable with the estimated net sheet and the marketing that I show you, are you going to be prepared to put that on the market with me when I come out on Thursday?
Well, I definitely want to hear what you have to say. I would be willing to do that if you can educate me and tell me some things that I would need to do and make it profitable.
Well, great. Perfect. We'll definitely do that. Will there be any other decision makers who need to be present, or is it just you?
Oh, gosh, no. Just me, Betty.
Okay. Well, that's perfect then. And I look forward to seeing you on Thursday at 2 o'clock. I'll do my homework and we can sit down and go over some of this information and see what the next step is.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling.